The death of Jesus did not just divide a room of disciples that you just saw in the TSC original movie 3 days later, but the death of Jesus divided all of history. Think about it. Our calendar is split, divided in half, divided in two by Jesus. You have AD and BC. He split history in half because of what happened 2,000 years ago. And that's why we're here tonight. Can I just be real clear with you? It's not about a bunny. It's about the Lamb of God. The Lamb split the calendar. That's what we're about to deal with as we look into the scriptures tonight for just a few moments. With all the confusion that you just witnessed by these disciples who are in the darkest moment of their life, everything they hoped for and believed in seems to be gone. The Jesus they followed seems to be Jesus that is no longer with them, gone forever. How can we then call tonight, this night, how can we call, based upon what happened to Jesus, the confusion in the room that you saw him 3 days later, how can we call this good? How can Good Friday even be called good? Why do we call it Good Friday? Here it is. It's good because 2,000 years ago, the event we're celebrating today proves that we matter to God, that you matter to God today, that I matter to God today. Let me explain it. 700 years before the cross happened, Isaiah the prophet explained why this day is good. Let me read to you this 700-year-old prophecy. This is what the prophet Isaiah says. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And then these amazing words, and by his stripes we are healed. The key word of this book, of this chapter right here in Isaiah chapter 53, is this word our. It's all over. It's not his, but it's our transgressions. It's our sin. It's our afflictions. Every one of those things was ours. See, really the question is this. Who crucified Jesus that day? I want to answer that question for you. I did. You did. Not Romans, not Pilate, not the Jews. We did it. I'm responsible. See, we have to remember that the cross was not something just done for me, but the cross was something that was done by me. I have to tell you, the best Twitter bio I think I've ever seen on Twitter. This is the bio under someone's picture. This is what it says. My best friend has a scar on each wrist, and he doesn't even remember that I put them there. Do you know who that person was talking about? They were talking about their best friend. They were talking about Jesus. What they were saying was, is that those scars on Jesus was put there by us, our sin. But the miracle is he doesn't even remember because he has forgiven their sin. See, Jesus was punished for my sin because sin had to be punished. If my sin was not transferred to Jesus, if your sin wasn't transferred, someone would have to pay for it. See, sin is a crime against God, and all crimes must be paid for. You and I would not even be here if we had to pay for it. See, someone had to die for committing a crime against God, and that would be Jesus. But the amazing thing is that the one who died is also the one that we're going to celebrate in a few days, rose again. Jesus's death on the cross is what makes this a Good Friday, because it was the acceptable payment to God. Why is sacrifice necessary for the atonement of sin? See, justice demands it. A crime, any crime, cannot be forgiven without payment, and a crime can't be simply forgiven with, I'm sorry. We live in a time where people try to pay the crime with the wrong currency. That's important for us to understand. Whether you're watching by yourself, maybe you're with a watch party, you're with a connect group, whoever you're with right now, even your own family, This is such an important part that I want to share with you about the currency that many people try to pay God with. See, there are three sacrifices or three payments that God won't accept. He says this is not good currency. The first one is sincerity. This is where people think that, well, me meaning it, me being sincere is good enough to God. I'm sincerely sorry, or I'm sincere about being religious. God goes, that's not good currency. That's not what gets you in a relationship with God. The second currency is service. Some think that if I just keep doing all this work for God, if I'm a good person, if I help the poor or give to charitable organizations, God goes, that's still not good currency to get us right because a crime has been committed. And some people think by just feeling sorry, by feeling guilty, doesn't mean I've been set free and doesn't mean I've been pronounced innocent. See, Christianity is the only religion in the world that promises we can get to heaven as a result of what God has done for us, not what we do for God. That's what makes this amazing. That's what makes this good. Romans 5:10 says we were reconciled to God, can't be clearer than this, by the death of his son, Good Friday. And then the apostle Paul goes on to say, and we have peace with God through that son, Jesus Christ. So you can't leave Jesus out of the equation if you want God in your life. See, to make friends with God, it's not by promises. It's not by buttering him up with saying religious things. Our good deeds doesn't even get us in a right relationship. The Apostle Paul tells us in Romans 5, it's through Jesus. I think this has to be the greatest mathematical equation I think I've ever seen. And it goes like this, one cross plus three nails equals forgiven. That's a mathematical equation. See, the danger is what C.S. Lewis said, the great writer from the middle of the 20th century. He said, history is the long, terrible story of man trying to find something other than God, which will make him happy. And this is what's so important for us today to realize nothing else will make us happy. Nothing else will make God happy than a relationship with his son. Let me finish with this before we share in communion. In fact, I want to just challenge you over this next moment. As we get ready to share, if you have some juice and a cracker, we're going to share this together. In fact, I'm excited. In just a few moments, my family is going to join with me and we want to share communion with you, with your family, with your connect group. We want to make this a special night as we celebrate Good Friday. Think of this question for just a second. Who is the greatest sinner in human history? Let that sink in. Some people would say Hitler. Some people would go back even recently to Saddam Hussein or Bin Laden. There are serial killers throughout history from Jeffrey Dahmer to Ted Bundy, the men who did 9/11. Think of all the atrocities that have been done on humanity. And there's all those names that come to mind to think who is the greatest sinner in human history. Well, I want you to think about this for a second. The greatest sinner in human history was Jesus. He took all of their sins, your sins and my sins, at the same time. He took them all upon himself and went to the cross for us. This is a Good Friday. See, at some point between noon and 3 p.m. on that Friday, the day that Jesus was crucified, God charged Jesus as the sinner of the planet with every human sin, past, present, and future, all put upon him. Think of what the Apostle Paul goes on to say in 2 Corinthians 5:21. He says, for he made him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Or as another version says it like this, for God took the sinless Christ, who's never sinned, and poured into him our sins. Every sin of every sinner in human history poured into Jesus. Then in exchange, here's why it's a Good Friday, he pours God's goodness into us. Hallelujah. That's a Good Friday. That's why a day like today, even though there is confusion in the disciples, though they don't understand what's happening, heaven is right now in an exchange of the sin of Jesus, the sins that were laid upon him, and now us becoming the righteousness of God in him. Why did Jesus die? So you and I wouldn't have to die. He died in our place. That's why I could tell you today, the most precious metal is not gold. It's not silver. It's not platinum. It's four rusty nails that held him to the cross. And that's why the temptation of our time is to look good without being good. Only God can make us good. See, we try to fix the outside, thinking it will fix the inside. When really it's the opposite that has to happen. The inside issue of all of us is the sin issue. And we need God to fix that. Some time ago, my family and I did a family dinner and went out to a chain restaurant. And while we were sitting there eating and finishing up our meal, I was noticing our waitress before as I was getting ready to motion to her to bring our check as we were celebrating or just eating as a family. And I watched her get ready to come to the table, and then she left, and then she came back to the table and smiled and said, "Someone in the restaurant paid your bill. You're all set. You can go." And then she just walked away. I had the strangest feeling sitting there. The feeling was helplessness because there was nothing I could do. I couldn't pay anymore. I couldn't say, well, let me help a little bit. Everything from the check, from the meal that we did to the tip. The damage was done by us, but somebody else paid the bill. All I could do was trust what she told us. And then live in what she told us. If it was true, then we just get up and we walk out and leave the restaurant. See, my acceptance of what she said gave me the choice to live like it was true or to create some own reality to try to pay the bill in my own way. See, that is our invitation today on this Friday. That's from the music to the movie. The invitation is to trust that we don't owe anything. Because we couldn't pay it. To trust that something is already true about us. God said, I paid the price for you. Something has been done for you. Something has been done all the way for you. It's really trusting that grace paid the bill. See, man is broken. He needs to be fixed. And the grace of God is the glue that fixes this. That's why this is a good day. And that's why we share communion. It is the reminder that God's son paid the bill for us. He paid the bill for us. I want you to get ready to get those communion elements as we get ready to share in communion. In fact, I'm gonna ask my family, my wife, Cindy, and my three daughters, Anna, Grace, and Lauren, to come join me. We wanna share with you as a family. I'm so excited that we get a chance to share together. Our oldest child, Christian, is away at college, but we get to share communion with you today. And this is such an important time as we get ready to celebrate this Good Friday. Why is it good? Because Jesus took all of that sin upon himself and then poured into us God's righteousness. That's what makes this a Good Friday. So as you hold that cracker and that juice, I want to read to you what the Apostle Paul says that we need to do until the day that Jesus comes back. Wherever you're at, around New York City, around the country, and even around the world, I want you to recognize today that what you're holding in your hand is literally the currency that paid for your and my sin. What you're holding in your hand is like that night in a restaurant where all of us sat together, that night in a restaurant that I couldn't do anything else to the bill. I couldn't be more sincere. I couldn't feel guilty. I couldn't serve. I couldn't wash dishes. It was already paid for. And tonight I want you to know your bill was paid for. Grace paid for your bill. That's what these elements represent. Let me read to you what the Apostle Paul said. Verse 23 of 1 Corinthians 11. He said, "I've received from the Lord that which also I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" As you hold that piece of bread, it represents Jesus coming in the flesh to become our sin bearer. I just want to do exactly what he said. I want to give thanks for this. God, tonight we say thank you for dying for us. Thank you for coming. Thank you, God, for giving us the greatest gift, for giving us your son that would stand in our place. I was broken. We were all broken. But God said, I'm going to pay your bill. And this bread represents Jesus coming in the flesh for all of humanity. This is a Good Friday. Amen. Let's take the bread together. And then Paul goes on in verse 25, in the same manner he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink in remembrance of me. I want us to thank God for paying the bill for us. God, thank you that this cup represents the blood of Jesus. You just didn't come, that's the bread, but you died. You paid for our sin. You paid the bill for us. God, between that bread and the cup, reminds us that what you did for us, what we couldn't do for ourselves. Thank you for the blood. I think of that old Andre Crouch song that says, the blood, it reaches to the highest mountain and it flows to the lowest valley. That blood of Jesus that touches CEOs in a penthouse, and it can touch those that are struggling, living on assistance all the way at the bottom, maybe even someone homeless right now. And it says, we all need the blood. Whether you live on a street or live in a penthouse, we are all sinners and need God to pay for us, pay for our sin. Thank you for dying for us. This is a Good Friday. Let's take the cup together. Amen. Amen. I'm so honored that Cindy and I and our three girls get a chance just to share this with you. Let me just say this. If you enjoyed tonight, from the music into the movie, you are not going to want to miss Saturday and Sunday, part two. And I'm pretty sure you know the end of the story. The end of the story is, let me just tell you, he rises again. And we are going to celebrate on Sunday the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In fact, if you want any more information or want to share this, just go to our website at tsc.nyc/Easter. You can share it through your media accounts. You can text people the link. It is going to be an amazing Saturday and Sunday. God bless you.